rinse the blood off my toga. This play is presented with apologies to William Shakespeare and Sir Francis Bacon, just in case. Rome, 44 B.C.
My name is Flavius Maximus. I'm a private Roman eye. My license number is IXIVLLCCDIXMB. Also comes in handy as an eye chart. Tonight I'm going to tell you about the Julius Caesar caper. It all began during the Ides of March. I was in my office. I just sent another criminal to jail, Suetonius the Gladiator. He'd been fixing fights at the Colosseum. Had a crooked lion that kept taking a dive. Anyways, I was sitting there. My secretary walked in.
Morning, Flavius. Here's the mail.
Easy with those marble postcards. Break my table. Anything else, baby?
Yeah, there's somebody outside to see you. Seems awful excited about something.
Okay, show him in, doll.
Would you come in, sir?
Thank you, miss. You, Flavius Maximus, private Roman eye?
Yeah, what's in your mind?
Just a minute. Are we alone?
Yeah, we're alone.
Are you sure we're alone?
Yeah, I'm sure we're alone.
Are you positive we're alone?
I'm positive we're alone.
Well, who's that standing beside you?
That's you.
I know, but can I be trusted?
I could see I was dealing with no ordinary man. This guy was a nut. All right, what's on your mind?
Flavius Maximus, a terrible thing has happened. It's the greatest crime in the history of Rome.
All right, give it to me straight. What's up?
Julius Caesar has been murdered.
Julius Caesar murdered. I couldn't believe my ears. Big Julie was dead.
Yeah, he was killed just 20 minutes ago. Happened in the Senate. He was stabbed.
Stabbed?
Yeah, they got him right in the rotunda.
Oh, that's a painful spot. I had a splinter there once. Yeah. Oh, those marble splinters, you know.
Boy, I tell you, all of Rome is in an uproar. And I came to you because you are the top private eye in Rome. You've got to find the killer.
Well, I'll try.
Oh, you can do it. After all, you're the guy who got Nero. You sent him up on that arson rap.
Nero, the whole town was sure burned up about him, right? You get it? Hold on. Holy Jupiter.
Well, look, what do you say, Flavius? Will you take the case?
Just a minute, Pally. I'd like to know who I'm working for. Just who are you?
I'm a senator. I was Caesar's best friend. The name is Brutus.
Brutus, eh? All right, Brutus, you got yourself a boy. I'll take the case. My fee is 125 drachmas a day. Payable in advance.
Okay, here you are.
You're one short.
Hey, you got a good ear.
When it comes to money, perfect pitch. Let's go, eh?
All right, let's go.
We went outside, flagged a passing chariot, and made our way down the Via Appia. The streets were crowded with the usual people, slaves, legionaries, patricians, and little men who came out of doorways and sold you postcards from Gaul. Before long, we found ourselves at the Senate.
Well, Flavius, this is where it happened. This is where Big Julie got knocked out.
Yeah, now where's the corpus delicti?
The what?
Corpus delicti. What's the matter? Don't you understand plain Latin? The body.
Oh, the stiff?
Yeah.
Oh, he's laying right over there.
Wow-wee. 8 daggers in him.
Yeah, what do you think?
If he were alive today, he'd be a pretty sick boy. Yeah. He's really fixed for blades, eh?
Now, come on, Flavius. You gotta solve this crime.
All right. Fill me in on the setup here. Now, who are those guys over there?
They were all here when it happened. That's Publius. That's Casca. There's Trebonius.
I see. Who's that guy over there with the lean and hungry look on his kisser?
That's Cassius.
Yeah? Looks like a loser from the Colosseum. Yeah. Well, who do you think is the likeliest suspect?
That fella next to him.
Wait a minute, that's you.
I know, but can I be trusted?
I could see I was dealing with no ordinary case. This was a mental case. Wait a minute, who's the dame?
Well, that's Caesar's wife. Her name is Calpurnia.
Yeah, well, she's a suspect.
Sure.
Just a minute. Pardon me, Mrs. Caesar?
Yes?
Flavius Maximus, Private Rome and I'd like to ask you a few questions. What do you know about this?
I told him, Julie, don't go. What? Julie, don't go, I told him. No, he wouldn't listen to me.
Now, look, Mrs. Caesar...
I told him once, I told him 1,000 times, Julie, don't go.
Now, please, don't upset yourself.
I begged him, don't go. I told him, Julie, don't go. I said, it's the Ides of March. Beware already.
Yeah.
Couldn't he listen to his
wife?
No.
Sergeant, would you take Mrs. Caesar home, please?
Come along, man. Come along.
I told him, Julie, don't go.
I don't blame him for going. All right, you senators. You can go, too, but don't leave town.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. Not an angle anywhere. Not a clue.
Well, cheer up, Flavius. After all, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Hey, what was that?
I said Rome wasn't...